This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas of Ephraim Fishel ben Rav Yoel Aryeh Zichrono Livracha. Kof Gimel Iyar, Friday the 27th of May, Rabbi Yehuda Brody, Motzai Shabbos, and pizza.
I'd like to commend Dudi, who runs this program, one of those who are behind it, for his perseverance. Asked me that many times, in the end I couldn't say no, but I do take issue with the fact that it's entitled guest speaker, because as I've said here before, I feel very much part of this Chabura, and whenever I'm in London, I come here, so I think guest speaker is a bit over the top. I know Friday is normally devoted to speaking about the Parshas HaShavua. That wasn't something which worked out as far as I was concerned, and I did make that disclaimer when I undertook to speak this morning, but I do want to speak about something which I feel is topical, in the sense that it's a mitzvah, as we'll see, whether it's a chiyuv or a mitzvah or an inyan, which at this time of the year perhaps needs a little bit of chizuk, because it becomes very difficult to be mekayim the mitzvah properly at this time of the year, and that's the inyan of Malav Malka. Obviously now, with Shabbos being out very, very late, one gets home from shul, especially if you live in the northern regions, as I do, where you're talking about Shabbos out after 11 o'clock, so you get home and make Havdalah, and it's not all that long maybe since you've eaten Shoshulis. It's something which is not so easy to do, and maybe that's something therefore which needs a little bit of a chizuk at this particular season of the year. So let's start with the beginning, with the Makkah of the Indian of Malav Malka, which is a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tet. Comes along Rav Chanina and says, "La'olim yisada odem shulchan b'moitzoi Shabbos." A person should be masada his table, and we'll define what that means shortly. Afal pisha einu tzorich elalik zayis. As Rav Chanina already knew that sitting down at Malav Malka and eating a banquet is something which is going to be a little bit difficult. One's had three Shabbos meals, at least two Shabbos meals on the day. It could be late at night, and Rav Chanina himself was aware of that. Comes along Rav Chanina and therefore says, "I can understand. It may be that no one needs to eat particularly very much at that time of the night. He may only need a kizayis, but that's no excuse. There's no excuse. La'olam yisada olam shulchan b'motzei Shabbos, even if the kizayis is all that you need." Is the Mefarshim give a number of reasons for this mitzvah? Why do we make a Malav Malka? Is Rashi says very, very simply, as we probably understand it to some extent, that it's a kavod of Shabbos, that the very name Malav Malka tells us that it's accompanying the queen, it's part of the kavod of the king, it's some of the kavod which we would normally give to royalty. So Rashi, that's exactly what Malav Malka is. On Motzei Shabbos, it's a kavod for Shabbos, l'lavoisa b'tziyotoi, to accompany it as it departs, der kavod in a way which is befitting, in the same way as when a queen or a king, or if you leave the city, they don't leave unannounced, but they leave with some sort of pomp and ceremony, one accompanies them. So too, that's the union of having a meal, a suda on Motzei Shabbos, that it should be a fitting way of saying bye-bye to the departing royalty, which is Shabbos. That's how Rashi says it. The Seilu Laderech, the Menachem Reb Zerach, he says something a little bit different. He says, the Malav Malka is very, very much the same concept as Besamim in Havdalah. The reason why we have Besamim, as is well known, is because the Neshama Yaseva departs on the Motzei Shabbos, and it's difficult for us to survive. Those who feel it probably feel it's difficult to survive. Those who don't feel it, speaking for myself, it departs, and we don't give us our grace of kreft because we felt we've lost something and we need to revive ourselves. But Chazal, who knew the Emes, said that we need something to revive us on the Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we take Besamim because we feel bereft of the fact that the Neshama Yaseva has left us. Says the Tzedel Adem, that's exactly the same thing. Malav Malka, you need to sit down and you need to grab on as much as you possibly can to what is left of Shabbos, because Kosher life, we'd ask him, it's hard. Shabbos is going away, we're losing in the Neshama Yaseva. We need something in order to compensate for the fact. So we sit down and we have a festive meal and we have something a little bit more than is a normal Tuesday night supper to compensate for the fact that we're in the process of losing the Neshama Yaseva. The third reason, which is perhaps a little bit well known, is that, and we'll come to it in Yitzhak Hashem, is that Malav Malka is very, very much tied up with Tchias HaMesim, and Malav Malka is a skula for being Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim. If some of the Mepharshim say that we're coming now, Motzei Shabbos, away from Shabbos, and we're coming to the week, to the Gashmistika week, to the week which is basically a time when we are enmeshed and embedded in material matters, in Motzei Shabbos, before that period begins, we put our mind to the fact that there is one day going to be a Tchias HaMesim, to which we want to be Zoicha, and obviously to be Zoicha for that, one has got to do mitzvahs, and one has got to lead a life which is tuned into Rosh Chodesh. It's a Musa Shmuz, therefore, on the Matzah Shabbos. You eat Malav Amalki, you put your mind goes to Kriyas Hamesa, to spiritual things, and the Mela that sets the tone for the week. There are Nachkaminas between the Tamim. One of the major Nachkaminas would be what's to do with Yontif. Is there such a concept of Malav Amalka on a Matzah Yontif? Is if one's talking about compensating for the loss of the Neshama Yisera, we all know we don't take the Samim on the Matzah Shabbos either because we didn't have a Neshama Yisera in the first place. Others want to say that if we did have a Neshama Yisera, it doesn't go away in the Matzah. On the Yontif, Yontif is something which we create, and therefore we're entitled to all the skulas of our creation, which includes the retention of the Neshama Yisera. If it's got to do with Tchias HaMesim, so that hasn't really got anything to do with Yontif, that's not the beginning of a new week. Mashiach came. If it's covered, the other covered Yontif is there just as much as when it did have covered Shabbos, one should be covered the Yontif. It's hard for the Yontif to go away without any acclaim, and therefore there are those who hold on the Chazanish and others were very much with us on Monsi Yontif. They also have Malav Amalka in exactly the same way, because covered Yontif is an Indian just as covered Shabbos is an Indian. The level of Chiyuv, though, is something which is a little bit debatable. If one compares it, Lamoshel, to Sudeis Shabbos, the Chiyuv of Gimel Sudeis on Shabbos, there are many Rishonim, learn it out from a Pasuk, the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, three times. By Yoim, there is good reason to say, and many Rishonim indeed do say, that Sudeis Shabbos is a Din Doraisa. Malav the Malkis clearly has no Makoya in the Torah. The Makoya which we brought was a Gemara in Shabbos, but there is no Makoya in the Torah, and therefore, whether that's clear in the Chol HaDeis, that there is no possibility of Malav al-Malka being a din midoraisa. What one has to work out is at what level, therefore, it is. Is it Rabbonon? And if it is Rabbonon, is it a mitzvah, an inyan, a chayva? So like everything else, you know, if one goes to a shir and the Magid Shir asks a question, and you're not sure, it's always safe to say it's a machlokes, right? 9 times out of 10 you'll be right, or maybe even 99 times out of 100. It's like everything else, it's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and in the Achronim, exactly what level of Chiyuv or Mitzvah there is as far as Malav al-Malka is concerned. The Radbaz says very, very clearly, Aval gav de mitzvah lechu b'motzi Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to eat a motzi Shabbos, you can't deny it. We proved it from the Gemara. It's only if you can do it, right? It comes with quite an easy get out as far as the Rabbaz. If you're up to it, you're able to do it, you can still force it on the Kazayas down yourself after the cholents and the galarettas and the herrings and the fish and all the things that you've eaten over Shabbos, you should do it. If you can, the aim can chayva, says the Rabbaz. Malav al-Malka is a nice thing to do, but it's not a chayva. The Balatanya also says exactly the same, ein a chayva, mikol mokem el a mitzvah min amufka. It's not a chayva. It's not something which is obligatory, but it is a mitzvah. He says more than a mitzvah. It's mitzvah min amufka. It's a choice thing. It's a nice thing. It's a very, very nice thing to do. There is, however, the other side of the coin, which is the Chai Odom, the Marshal. The Chai Odom brings a right from the Gemara. We quoted the Gemara right at the very, very beginning. La'olam yisadeh. La'olam means there's no way out. La'olam is something you've got to do at all times, without any excuses. So the Chai Odom is quite clear from there that the Taich in La'olam is that it's something which is mandatory, it's a chiyuv. And that, be'emes, is the lashon which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin, says, la'olam yisad adam shulchan b'motzei Shabbos, like we had in the Gemara, k'dei l'lavo, he says, ha-Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch is suggesting that the time is, as we call it, Malav al-Malka, to accompany the departing Shabbos, av bal pi she'ein tzorek elalik zayis, even though you only need a kizayis. That's the quote from the Shulchan Aruch. Be'emes is, I'm not quoted a part of a mechaber, or a part of a sif, I've quoted the whole simon. That was simon shin. Right? The mechaber saw fit not to latch on the dinim of Malav al-Malka to the end of some other simon. It would have been very easy for him to have put it at the end of Hilchos Suda Shlishis. The mechaber devotes a whole simon, simon shin, just to those words which I quoted you, Lo'olam Yisad Adam Shulchan B'motzei Shabbos, say the Lavas is a Shabbos, Apo Pishen and Tzok, El Lixayis, which the Mephoshim say highlights the way that the Mechaber wants to impress upon us the importance of the Malav Malka. It's deserving of a whole simon in itself. Exactly the same thing applies with Sudas Rosh Chodesh, right? Also something which is perhaps a little neglected, which is Simon Tov Yud Tes, a whole simon devoted to the Indian of eating a Suda, to eating something a little bit more on Rosh Chodesh. Is the bottom line for us normally is the Mishnah Berurah. Is the Mishnah Berurah says, the Da one should know, That we've already proven to put it on the same level as Gibel Sudas, that one cannot. L'choladeus, because Gibel Sudas and Shabbos is Doraita, this at the most can be a Drabonon, but they're rak b'mitzvah ba'alma, because this is only a mitzvah ba'alma. The Mishabru's Loshen is very, very clear that it's like the Radvaz, like the Balatanya, that to use the word Chiyav is over the top, is too strong, but it is a mitzvah. Is what is that mitzvah? So we've already defined it from the Gemara, we've already brought the Shulchan Aruch, that the mitzvah is Yesader Odom Shulchanoi. It's interestingly enough, those words are also a machlekes between the Bach and the Taz. The Bach learns that Yesader Odom Shulchanoi refers to the food which you are putting on the table, right? It says the Bach, what's the pshat? You only need the kazayis. I don't want very, very much to eat, I'm going to eat an olive. But to put a table and put an olive in the middle of the table and say this is my beloved Abalka is not the way that you would normally give cover to royalty, and it's certainly not the way you give royalty, you give cover to the Shabbos. Says the back, therefore, Yesad Adam Shulchanei. You've got to put the foods on the table. Take out the dips and take out the salmon and take out the colours and take out all the sort of foods which are nice. Okay, if all that is in front of you and it doesn't tempt you because you can't eat anymore as a result of eating on Shabbos, fine, take for yourself a kazayis, but at least it's done, but they're covered. It's a kazayis from a banquet, not a kazayis in isolation. That's how the back learns. The Taz says, no, Yesad Adam Shulchanei doesn't take the words literally, doesn't say anything about food. How would we translate Yisadeh Olam Shulchanoi? We translate it, you should set the table, you should organize the table. Says the Taz, that's what you have to do. A nice tablecloth, the Mishabur brings that there should be candles. Many people have a minig to light candles. There is an Indian to light candles. Neiros on a Matzi Shabbat shouldn't be plastic cutlery, shouldn't be paperware. The table should look nice, says the Taz. That's what the words mean. Yisadeh Olam Shulchanoi. And even though that's something which is unusual to do, to spread out a whole nice table with a white tablecloth and candles and cutlery, etc., and you're only eating a kazayis, it's abnormal, but that's the common Shabbos. That is the way that at least your little kazayisal that you're eating from Malam Malka can be done with a common, not because you put a lot of food on the country, maybe. Putting a lot of food on the table and just picking a kazayis is not a particularly dare common. That's maybe the tie on the back and why the Taz doesn't want to learn about that. Says the Taz, no. Do it in a mechavadika way. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka Paskins like the Taz, and therefore, lehalocha, even if one is only able to eat a very small amount at kazayis, if that's all one is able to eat on the Motzei Shabbos, but it shouldn't just be that you just nibble something while you're standing up in the kitchen, doing something else haphazardly, but no, it should be done with a cupboard, put a tablecloth on, put candles on the table, make it look nice, and if all you can eat is an apple or a piece of cake or some nuts or whatever it is, something light, right, or a drink, as we'll see in a moment, at least it should be done in a way which is b'derech kavod. And as I said, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a strong minhag to light candles, but it should point out that that is a mitzvah which men can do. Right? Men lose out a little bit on the mitzvah of hadlokas haneiros, although many have the minhag that they prepare the lights, but the hadlokah itself is the prerogative on the Friday afternoon of women. If men want to have an opportunity of doing the mitzvah of hadlokas haneiros as part of covered Shabbos, which is what Malam HaMalka is all about, that's an opportunity, because none of the tamim which are there for why women, which support the idea of women lighting candles on a Friday night, apply to Motzei Shabbos, and therefore that's a minig which men can do. I have seen in some houses that they actually have the candles on the table b'shas Havdalah, and therefore and before they extinguish the Havdalah candle, they light those candles with the Havdalah candle, which seems to me to be quite a nice idea, using the Havdalah candle for which is part of the Havdalah, taking away the Shabbos, you're giving it also the opportunity of lighting the candles which are on the Malam HaMalka table, which is trying to perpetuate the Ruach and the spirit of Shabbos. It's therefore, I think we've established, whether it's a Chiyuv, or a Mitzvah Min HaMalka, but it's quite clear that this is something we ought to be doing, and ought to be trying to do on Motzei Shabbos.
Can we get a drink?
Oh, we're going to come to that, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to come to that. Is the Mishnah Berurah, let's tackle and now deal with that issue, what it is you've got to eat. Is the Mishnah Berurah in Shah Tzion brings a number of rayas that are ideally what we should be doing is eating bread. We should be washing for this Suda. The Loshen Yisadeh Adam Shulchanoi suggests it's not something which is haphazard, but which is done in a more formal way, which the Mishnah Berurah in Shah Tzion suggests bread. There is a Gemara which says, Paschama b'Motzei Shabbos melugma. Paschama means hot bread, whether that means freshly baked bread, or whether it means bread which has been toasted, which has therefore become chamor, the Mephoshim say it can mean, the Poshim say it can mean either. But it says that to eat hot bread on the Motzei Shabbos, Malugma is a refuah, is a segula for refuah. Says the Shartin, you can see, pas is something you should be eating. It's taken for granted that you're eating pas. And the Gemara is telling you, when you eat the pas, eat it chamo, eat it warm, eat it fresh. And thirdly, the Gemara in actual fact puts the two dinim together. The Gemara says, Yisadeh Adam Shulchanah Me'erev Shabbos, your table should be laid as common for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and that Avada means Lecha Mishnah, means bread. It's Hu Adin, when the Gemara says, Yisadeh Adam Shulchanah B'Motzei Shabbos, says the Shartin, presumably the two go together, because they are together in the Gemara, and that therefore they ought to mean bread. The Gaon, Kedaikah Bakredish, took everything very seriously, right, and therefore he had bread, but he had Lecha Mishnah as well, right? The Gaon felt was Makbin to have Lecha Mishnah, but I don't think that is the common minig, except those who go B'derech HaGrah, that is not the common minig, but certainly Mishnah Berurah is very strong in the Shartzion on the idea, if it is at all possible, to wash the Arizal, washed for whatever Malkin. In fact, the Maaseh is taught that the Reb Chaim Volozhin came to the Gaon on Motzei Shabbos, and the Gaon asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, have you eaten whatever Malkin? And he said to him, well, I'm not feeling so good, feeling a bit schwach, and all I was able to eat was Mazonas. So he made him wash. He says, the Gemara says, Paschama b'motzei Shabbos melugma refuah, on Motzei Shabbos is to eat bread, is to get out of eating bread because you're feeling ill, is mamish missing the point. If you're feeling ill, zafka, eat bread because it's a Motzei Shabbos. The Gaon was very, very makpid that one should wash, like a Mishnah, that one should wash. If the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Mogen Avraham that if it's hard to eat bread, right, and we said right at the beginning that Chanino, the Bala member, realizes that it can be quite difficult, and he says you only eat a kezayis, and the Thurah, thinking that when he says a kezayis, he probably means you're not eating bread, because to eat a kezayis of bread goes into all sorts of problems of having washed for less than a kebeah. As the Mishnah Berurah brings the Mogen Avraham that if one can't eat bread, then one should at least eat a davar mevushel. One should eat something which is cooked meat, cooked fish, something which is kosher because it is a davar mevushel. That's if you don't eat bread. The next stage is that one should eat mazonos or one should eat fruit. And there is a minig to eat milchigs. It's an interesting thing. Many people find it very, very difficult on the Matzah Shabbat to sit down and eat another fleshy yasuda, to wash and eat a fleshy yasuda. It is quite a well-established minig to eat milchigs. It's sort of a most interesting time for this. We go back to the midbar, right, after Matan Torah. At least it's a little bit topical. We go back to the midbar after Matan Torah. So everyone knows that in the midbar there was no permission just to do shechita of what the Gemara calls Bosa Chayma. The person wanted to eat meat and he wanted to eat chulin, he wasn't allowed to do that. The only meat which you were allowed to eat was Bosa Kodshim. You had to make a shlobim, you had to be makir with shlobim, and from that shlobim you could eat. Let's just picture the scene, therefore, in the Migdash. On Friday morning, you want to make meat for Shabbos, so you check the shlomim Friday morning. That is going to provide you with meat, as we said this morning, lishnei yomim v'laylo echol. That's when the shlomim can be eaten. So you've got all day Friday to eat the meat from your shlomim. Shabbos you can't check. So you've got all day, you've got Friday, you've got Friday night, and you've got all day Shabbos. Balayla, you can't shech. In Shachtim, Kodshim Balayla. The very next opportunity to shech is going to be Sunday morning. In Motzei Shabbos, you can't eat your meat anymore. Motzei Shabbos, by definition, in the Midbar, was a meat-free time, because any meat which you checked it on Friday had already expired, it was already nicer, the time had gone by, you couldn't check it. It's by definition, you had to eat milk. And then you could eat parav as well. Now, parav is something which is quite a new invention. Right? And Mimela, there's a Makai here to picture Klali Sun in the Midbar, and Motzei Shabbos were nothing else than milkings to eat, and some say that's the Makai Taka, why a Mlava Malka should be milking. Finally, if all that is too hard, the Gemara does bring the chamin b'motzei Shabbos melugma, in the same way as paschama is a skula for refuah, so too a hot drink. Rashi b'emes brings, what does it mean chamin? It says Rashi lishtois v'lirchois, to drink it and to have a bath. I don't know whether that is the meaning on the motzei Shabbos, always to have a shower on the motzei Shabbos or to have a hot bath, but lishtois, to have a hot drink, certainly is a well-established meaning, and therefore if Yaakov Emden says that if all else fails, at least have a person at least should have a hot drink on a Motzei Shabbos. There's another inyan, and that is that one shouldn't eat leftovers. In order that it should be b'derech kavod, the Mefarshim say that one should ideally prepare something specifically on a Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara brings an interesting maaser from Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu says that on Motzei Shabbos they used to bring him a kol yisar, used to bring him a kidney, which was the leftovers of a which was from a lamb, a calf rather, which he had shechted specifically, or not shechted, or which had been cooked specifically on Motzei Shabbos. They used to cook him a whole calf, and from that he ate the kol yisar, he ate the kidney. Came along Avimi, his son, the son of Rabbi Avohu, and said, going a bit far, a bit much this. Right, you take a whole calf and all you eat is the kidney, and you're doing that specially. What are you doing that for? Leave over a kidney from the Shabbos food, and you'll have that. It's Taka, that's what he did the next week, and all that happened was an Aryeh, said the Gemara, the lion came, and he ate the kidney, which was a sign of displeasure from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not how you are Mekabel. We'll have a malta by eating the leftovers of Motzei Shabbos. The leftovers of Shabbos are fine for Sunday lunch. The challah gets better in some houses, the longer it's cooked, the longer, excuse me, something the upper life. The Sunday challah in some homes is the best challah, right? Although it's missing the Shabbos Ruach. But for that to be the way of eating on the Motzei Shabbos, that's not the way. The Kabbal is to make something specifically for Matzori Shabbos. Therefore, let's go through this again, right? So we've said, let's go from the lowest to the highest. The lowest is a hot drink, then fruit, mezonos, something cooked, and then bread to eat something which is lechem. But we've said not just lechem. Lechem which is produced specifically not as a leftover for Shabbos, but which is something new, and which is kamor, and which possibly is milking, hence the title, pizza on a Motzei Shabbos. There is nothing better, nothing which ticks the boxes better on a Motzei Shabbos than to eat pizza. You're making all the boxes, you're ticking all the boxes. It's pas, it's kamo, it's freshly cooked, it's milking, it answers it in it, and it's made specifically. One doesn't want to eat, about it, want to eat leftover pizza from last Wednesday, and you've really cooked it in the microwave. That's not exactly the covenant of Shabbos, but to make it fresh on a Motzei Shabbos is those who take and sit down on a Motzei Shabbos. About that, I'm talking about sitting down in the Kedusha Dika atmosphere, one's own home with the candles. I'm not talking in other situations, which is also very nice, but maybe that's not quite what we're talking about here, right? About that, one is ticking all the boxes by doing that. As we said at the beginning, a number of reasons for Malava Malka. Let's just look how those reasons impact on the shaila of whether women are obligated. It's a ganz shaila again whether women have to have Malava Malka. Some say very simply, you go straight, Malava Malka, if it's anything, is a mitzvah which is governed by time, a mitzvah which is, has a man gomer, and therefore women should be excluded. Many hold like that. The Shulchan Aruch brings Yesh Cholkin, but the same applies to Havdalah. Havdalah is a mitzvah which crops up on the Motzei Shabbos. It's by definition has a man gomer, and therefore Noshim are potter. Others say that that is not necessarily the case, because if we're talking about covered Shabbos, and Avada women are chayim in Shabbos, so anything which is attached to Shabbos, like Havdalah, which is attached to Shabbos, or Malavad and Malkis, which is attached to Shabbos, so that can't, they don't have the patur of Mitzvah Saseh Shazaman Gomer, because Moshe Machayim in Shabbos, because of Zohar, the Hekish between Zohar and Shomer, is Mimela. Women should be obligated. And again, there are many who are makpid that women should take it. Even Avamalka, the Gorn, it's again from the Gorn, it's told over that his wife sometimes used to be mekabel upon herself at Kavis, which she began on the Motzei Shabbos, and he asked her once, why aren't you eating Avamalka? And she said, I've already been mekabel Tanis, I want to fast into the week, and he told her, stop the Tanis, break the Tanis, be masturbated, whatever he did, and eat Malava Malka. The Gorn held very strongly that even Noshim should eat Malava Malka. About it, it's got to do with Trias HaMesim, right, so it's going to be a very sad world, right, if we all come back at Trias HaMesim, and only the men folk come back, and the women don't come back, and they didn't eat Trias HaMesim, it's going to be a little bit unbalanced. Who's going to prepare the Malava Malka for us if they don't come back? Now we'll have to do it ourselves, that's the other not there coming. Right, the male, if one wants to have a Trias HaMesim with a Malava Malka, served with Darshan, so one should have other encourage the women folk as well to eat Malava Malka. Many say that it's a skula for pregnant women, for Tabad E.G. childbirth, and they should sit down Malava Malka and eat and say L'shem Mitzvah Malava Malka, and that is a skula. It's quite well established that it's a good idea, and about it, it's difficult, but women find these things more difficult perhaps than men. Men can sit down on a Tuesday morning with a bris at 8:30 and eat chicken and cuddle, much to the right, women have established how you can do it. Right, maybe women find it difficult to wash women, but about it, to be the mitzvah on the lower level, it's certainly a good idea to encourage women folk to do that. There is a debate, we've not got time really now for that now, and that is how long after Shabbos can one make Malavon Malchus, right? If one takes it on a simple level, it ought to be that Malavon Malchus should be as soon as Shabbos is out, and there are certainly people who are not ready to do that, make a dollar and they sit down and eat Malavon Malchus. You can't accompany something 10 minutes after it's left town. If that's the nimsh, if that's the moshul, you're accompanying the melech, so the melech is already halfway down the motorway, and then you go out of your house to say farewell, I'm either you missed the boat, you missed the opportunity, as there are those who say that one should eat it immediately after Shabbos. But the Maisa, I think from what we've said today, we shouldn't take that quite too literally. Because one of the things which we've said today is that you're supposed to be preparing food specifically on Motzei Shabbos. Paschama, if Paschama means you're supposed to bake bread. Or the story of Rabbi Abahu, that he took a calf and he shechted it and he produced. That all takes time. In Pashtus, the Mephoshim say that Avali, you've got to do it for Shabbos, and it's got to be a covered Shabbos, but if what you're doing is preparing Malavon Malchus, that's also part of the process of being Mekavet Shabbos, right? So to do nothing and to maybe wait 2-3 hours and then have a Malavon Malchus, right? That may be in a sense missing the boat. But if you're only using the time to be Mekavet, or perhaps, let's say right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if the way that you're going to celebrate it 2 hours after Shabbos is going to be much more B'day Chabad than you would do 5 minutes after Abdullah, because on a short day you may certainly be very, very full still from the Shabbos meals, then maybe that's all part of the whole part of the Kabbalah. Let's just finish, Taka, going back again to the Indian of it being a skula for Trias HaMesim. As the Gemara, the Medrash rather, brings an interesting thing. That's where the Makhayah of this. The Gemara, the Medrash says that Adrinus, Hadrian, Shoki Katsomois, he was a bone grinder. Sure, that's going to be Shuben Chananya. And he asked him, Me'echon HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this Odom La'oti Lovai. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu believed in Trias HaMesim, he said, where's it all going to come from? What is going to be the core from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rebirth to human beings? So Amaloi, so he said to him, Miluz Shal Shevro, there is a bone in the spine called the Luz, that's where it's all going to start from. Inayin Ato Yedea, asked Adrianus. So he said, I'll show you, and he brought him the Luz bone, and Adrianus, Tokhan Berechayim, he tried to grind it in the mill below Nif, and it wouldn't grind. Sofa Ba'esh below Nisaf, he tried to burn it in the fire, and it wouldn't burn. Nosno Mamayim below Nimche, put it in water, and it didn't dissolve. Nosno Al Asadon, he put it on the anvil, Behisil Nakhal of a Patish, and started to beat it with a hammer. Nechlech Hasadin Nifka HaPatish. And all that happened was that the hammer broke, and the anvil split, and the bone remained intact. Is therefore, you see from here, this is a Makoya, that this is an indestructible bone, it doesn't dissolve, it doesn't burn. I, like I said it when I said this year once before, that I once heard from someone who never lost their parents in Auschwitz, that one of the things they were concerned about, if they're ash, there's nothing left, there's no burial, what's going to be about Tchias HaMesim? But we see quite clearly from here, Sofer Ba'esh V'loi Nisaf. The Luz bone, if one is open, Tchias HaMesim, Sveifor, incineration, is not something which is going to do any damage to the Luz bone. Is there's interesting things here about the Luz bone. Why is it Taka called the Luz bone? Is Yaakov Emden brings that Emes, that's not the real name. In many other Makoris you find that the bone is called Nasgui, Nun Samach Chof of Yud. The Gematria of that is 160, which is the Gematria of which the Gematria of that is 100. Yeah, There are schoolers. How much is it? 146. Yeah, is 146, which is the same Gematria as Kum, which is what one does at Trias HaMesim. Luz, it's called because it's almond-shaped. It's a bone which is almond-shaped. It's very interesting. The Medrash calls it Besuil HaRamoi. Right? It's Besuil HaRamoi. The Luz bone is called Besuil the Cheat. Why is that? Is the Mephoshim say, again, if you take the Gematria of Besuil with the Kailin, it's 440. It's the same as Mace. The Luz bone helps us to cheat death. It gives us eternity. It's something which even after death we're able to come back. It's Besuel, it's a bone which has a gematria of mace, but it's Ramoy. It helps us, Taka, to cheat death. Is where this bone is, unbelievable. I think everything we've said this morning is a machlekes. Right, where the bone is, again, the Zoya brings three different views where the bone is. All agree it's pretty much in the spine. Some bring it to the very top bone in the spine, others bring it to the very lowest bone in the spine, and the Arizal said it's the bone where one puts one's tefillin in the hollow there, and above that, or below that, it's a bone. That's the area which the Arizal said is where the Luz bone is situated. Why is that tack of the bone for Trias HaMesim? So the Mephoshim say that they bring from the Eliyahu that bone is only nourished from Malavon Malchus, That bone takes no nourishment out of anything else one eats during the course of the week, but from Malava Malta, is made of an Odom and Chavot sinned in Gan Eden, and they ate from the Pri of the Eitz Hadas. The food impacted on their body, but didn't impact on the Luzbone, because the Luzbone doesn't take any nourishment from anything outside the realms of the Malava Malka. That bone remained free from having been nourished from the Chait of Eitz Hadas when Misa was decreed on human beings. Is a made of that bone doesn't suffer death, that bone doesn't suffer Misa, and that bone is there for the core from which a Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Yisra Mesa. We should tackle the Zayka principle. Hopefully I have taken a physic out of this to be Mekayim, tackle the mitzvah as one should, even at these times which are said when it's very, very difficult. And we should be Zayka to all the scholars which come with fulfilling the mitzvah, the chi of the Inyan, whatever it may be, of Malavadamash.